This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Tens of thousands of young Iranians poured into the streets of Tehran last night after the country's soccer team advanced a step closer to the 2002 World Cup finals by beating the United Arab Emirates 3-0. Post-game celebrations are one of the few outlets for young people in the tight social regimen of the Islamic Republic. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Tehran.
Iran had reason to celebrate. Not only did it cinch a critical soccer match on the way to next year's World Cup, it was also the eve of an important religious event, the birthday of the 12th Imam, who Shias believe will return in a second coming. Strings of lights decorate the streets, and a 2-ton cake has been baked in his honor. But this university student says sports and holidays are only a pretext to go to the street. The 23-year-old says people want to register dissatisfaction with the government and the tight rein it holds on their freedom.
We do not have the primitive freedom here. We do not have the primitive human right here. Of course, it's opposite what they said. They said we have everything, we have freedom, but we do not have freedom.
This is the fourth week running in which Iranians have taken to the streets following soccer matches. The youth, who make up the country's vast majority, come blaring horns, setting off firecrackers, and some chanting political slogans. These are rare scenes since Islamic clerics took power here 2 decades ago. Last week, Iran experienced its worst rioting since the 1979 revolution. In Tehran, public buildings were attacked, and officials said 32 banks were vandalized. The ostensible reason? Iran's soccer loss to Bahrain. Observers say it's telling that Iranians are now rioting when they lose as well as when they win. Analysts say the intensity of demonstrations also reflects a discontent over the lack of jobs and a stall in reforms that has seen the closing of some 50 publications since April. Parliament Deputy Speaker Mohammad Reza Khatami is the brother of President Khatami.
All of these make the people angry. And also there are some interfering with the social and private life of the people here. So I think when people find some windows to express their feelings, they come to streets. This is not unusual in all parts of the world.
Last week, riot police and militia in plain clothes used tear gas and truncheons to break up crowds. But last night, police joked on the streets and even blew the horns of the young demonstrators. There was a deliberate attempt to stay the heavy hand police had deployed earlier, and there were only minor incidents. But a crackdown of another sort has helped sour the mood in Tehran. Police have seized some 1,000 satellite dishes from private homes. The banned but ubiquitous dishes beam popular Persian language broadcasts into Iran from foreign-owned television stations. Authorities blame them for inciting the demonstrators and their featured Iranian pop singers for subverting the country's strict Islamic code. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Tehran.